Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. What's up? Listen, everybody, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I just love, love, love spending it with you guys. This is Rita Sue. Hey, welcome to the Rita Sue Will Show, a.k.a. at Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. And, you know what? We got a wonderful show coming up for you today. Guys, you know, we got some things we need to talk about, something that just came up. Oh, you know, we on location, on our way to a wonderful graduation, and something just came up. I know we're going to have to talk about this on the air. We got that.
Good morning, everybody.
My, how things have changed. All right, before we go on to the show, hey, we got to kick things off right, so you know how we do. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes, bow, and thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton, just took her to work over at Southwestern. Come on. Listen, everybody, I've been telling you this for about a year, and I said every Saturday, and I mean it every Saturday, the Oak Cliff area is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. Now, if you don't believe me, just go to the heart of Oak Cliff, okay, which is 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, and that is Southwest Center Mall. You are going to see some signs of how they are going to redevelop and reconstruct that mall. It is going to be beautiful. Now, this is the deal. You know, after they put the pictures up, that means they have already gotten a contractor for all of these projects. And if you miss out, guess what? You miss out, because I have been telling you and telling you. I've done told you to go ahead and ground floor on the planning phase. That's how you get the dollars. So now, for all this, especially the entrepreneurs and small businesses, don't get upset when you see somebody in your community who does not look like you, and now they're getting paid to do the job you could have done. That means you did not go to the planning phase. That means you did not persevere like I already told you to. But listen, it is not too late, so you still have time. How do you get involved with that? Go to Southwest Center Mall, go in through the main entrance and make a right down the main aisle there. After you make your right, you're going to pass Center Stage. When you pass Center Stage, you will see a barbershop, and right past the barbershop is a room where it all goes down. And that's where you'll find Miss P. Y'all call her Miss Pemberton. Y'all call her Miss P. That's my mom. That's where you will find her doing her thing, and I'm telling you, it is well worth the time. Now, listen, everybody. Tuesday, March 27th is her birthday. That's right. That's my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, Miss B. Yes, Lord. And so we got to celebrate a couple of special birthdays here. The first one, of course, my mama, Miss B, and Tuesday 27th, Wednesday 28th, and that is Gifted to Mime, a.k.a. Xavier Kelly, y'all. Oh, my goodness. He is going to be the big 2-3. Yep. Okay, now listen. So the name of the show today is called Turn It Around. And so we're talking about being encouraging. You know, I've said on a few of my Facebook Live shows that, you know, it's time for, you know, I mainly was talking about the Mind Ministry because, you know, that's a ministry that's very popular right now. And it is a very wonderful ministry, and it is a very useful ministry, and I'm telling you, it's a very powerful ministry. And so I just want to make sure that I wanted to make sure that it stays that way, that people don't lose focus, especially those who are in the ministry, like the mimes themselves and their directors and their managers and their, you know, their managers, their mentors. You know, don't lose focus. Don't allow them to lose focus on what it's really about. You know, for the purpose of ministry is to bring lost souls to Christ, winning souls for Christ. That's the bottom line. That is the purpose. And so sometimes, you know, when we're having different events or we're going from place to place, and then we see so many different groups, we begin to compare each other with each other. And before you know it, we have become very critical of each other. And we don't want that to happen because we're going to, you know, the world is going to criticize enough. We don't need to get together as well. Right, right. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that we do a show called Turn It Around because we want to turn that negativity around and make it positive. We want to stay positive. We want to stay focused on what the purpose is, the real purpose is. All right, so now, in light of turning things around, this morning, like I said before, we're kind of on location right now, you know, going to some different places. One of my favorite co-hosts with me, Brittany Williams. Yep, yep, a.k.a. Isaiah Mine. By the way, he has a video. He has a video right now, and it's awesome. You should go see it. And then we have another one of my favorite co-hosts, Xavier Kelly, a.k.a. Get It To Mine, the birthday boy. And he and Brittany have a video together that they just dropped, and, man, you got to go see it. What's the link? Well, all right. So
just go on my Facebook at Brittany Williams, and you'll see it on there.
Right, and then I have another one of my lovely favorite co-hosts with me, Miss Esther, Miss Away. Yes. Yeah, good morning. My, how things have just turned around. And that's the name of the show. We just turn things around on a dime, just like that. Now, listen. So we're on our way to Esther's dad's graduation. And when I tell you. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give it to you real. So I'm trying to figure out why these two lovely, gracious young people are just nipping at each other's heels all morning. Oh, my goodness. And that, you know, that kind of concerned me a little bit. Because I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, can somebody give me the address? Well, Brian, yeah, I sent the address to your phone. Well, dear, it's your father. Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, in the world. And I'm like, okay, I need y'all to stop it. And then, look, he's still talking. Well, dear, look, don't let me show you who's the boss. I'm like, what in the world? And I'm like, did somebody wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning or something?
I mean, but I still love her, you know? It's all about love, guys. It's all about love.
And then he says, well, she's choking me. And she said, well, next time I'll succeed.
You heard that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Barney's amazing. I love her so much. And I would never do it. She's trying to break my finger, guys. Call the police.
I don't know where we are.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm just trying to figure out what is going on up in here. So anyway, but I love these young people dearly. And I love these young people dearly. And I pray all goes well. Now, but with that being said, they are also helping me. Now, what graduation is this?
He got his chaplain degree.
So Esther's dad is getting his chaplain's degree. That is awesome. My sister got hers, too. My sister's a chaplain, Chaplain Jones. Oh, my goodness. And so I just love to see the success of everybody. And I tell your dad I said hello. Tell him I said congratulations. And so we'll be. Are we picking you up? Can we get you from your parents' house? Because I'm not sure what time I'll be done.
I would like to say yes, but I don't even know what's going on.
I know you guys. You hear all this going on the radio. This is real life right here. You talking about reality show? This is real reality for real. Not scripted. No pre-planning. You just plan it by ear.
I should have asked ahead of time.
Okay, so just give me a call. And let me know where to pick you up from. Okay, Rodney, do you have your phone?
Yes, I do.
Is it charged?
Yes, it is.
Rodney doesn't.
I put my phone on the charger last night.
Really? You did have charge every night's attention?
Huh?
Nothing.
Anyways, hey, everybody.
Are you going to have your phone?
Here to encourage you guys to stay humble in what you do in the ministry, okay?
Oh, we miss. Okay, so I want to give, before I go on with the show, I want to give a big shout out to also James Lewis and Promise. I'm on my way to that rehearsal today. Hey, you guys know we have a single out called Yeah, that's a shame. I'm another my own single. Oh, we have a single out. We have a single out. Yeah. Trying to get my thoughts together. Hey, you know how we do right here. Hey, but call in, 773-897-6291. We're talking about encouraging each other, encouraging everybody, and remaining encouraging, making sure that those of us in ministry keep in mind what the ministry really is about. We do not want to lose sight. We don't want to lose focus of any of those things. So you guys, are y'all sure y'all want to stay here? Because I got to go. My rehearsal starts at 10. And so we have a caller here. Let's see if we can get them on the air real quick. Let's see if we can get them on the air. Number 469. I put like this. Last number 76. With me this morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the Rita Sue Williams show?
This is. You are resident on Rita's Crimson Cafe.
Well, I was just calling to say good morning for one. For two, I really love you guys' show, and I have a question.
What's your question here?
So I'm having a little bit of an issue with a close friend of mine, and I'm trying to learn how to forgive and forget, and I would like to know what the Bible says about that.
Okay, well, this is the deal. Now, if we're going to do it the way the Bible says, the way Jesus did, and the way he forgave, once he did, he cast it into the sea of forgiveness as far as the east is from the west. However, if you can't seem to do that just yet, you forgive and remember. So forgive and remember that you forgave. How's that?
Okay, that's really, really helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can call back anytime. And for anyone else who has any questions, feel free to call in 773-897-6291. And for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. So now we do have a lot of people who write into the show. You guys keep writing in. I'm going to read those letters beginning next week. I am going to be reading all of those letters, and we'll have some answers for those letters. Also, there is a wonderful event going on tomorrow. I'm going to let Gifted to Mom tell you about it. Woo!
Tomorrow, 4 p.m., at Zion Baptist Church in Raleigh, Texas, where I attend. Well, matter of fact, where we all attend.
Yeah.
Church. It will be my birthday praise dance / mime celebration. I have a couple of ministries from out of state that's coming in to help me celebrate my 23rd birthday. So if you're free, come out to Zion Baptist Church in Raleigh, Texas at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Woo!
I know everybody have a, you know, home church to go to in the morning, but if you're free tomorrow evening, come out and celebrate my 23rd birthday.
Yeah, come on out, 2517 Dowell Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas. Put it in your GPS. If you need directions, you can ask us for directions. We'll make sure you have it. Just hit up Xavier on Facebook.
Kelly will also be at iBox Sunday morning if y'all want to come and meet him and the rest of the crew there.
All right. He said Xavier Kelly a minute. He didn't say himself. Very good. Very good. Yeah, so Xavier Kelly, Brittany Williams, Brian Williams, and Jared Bailey will all be at iBox tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock if you guys would like to meet them. I know a lot of people have been talking about One Accord Mimes, the One Accord Mimes. And so if you'd like to meet them in person, they will be at iBox tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. in Dallas, okay? So if you're in the Dallas area and you want to meet the One Accord Mimes, hey, be there at iBox tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. A wonderful group of young men. I mean, a wonderful group. Just anointed, an amazing group, lots of energy. They love to have fun, but they also love the Lord. And so we absolutely love them. So, yeah. iBox, Inspiring Body of Christ Church, Pastor Ricky Rush. tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Okay, so we've been talking about this all week about being an encouragement to each other. And I brought that up because I noticed on Facebook a lot of things that were going on that I really did not, you know, I really didn't like it, but I'm not judging anyone, but this is just a matter of correction. You know, when you see somebody going across the railroad track and you see a train coming, you want to grab them off the track before they get hit by the train. So this is just what I'm doing right here. I see something going, you know, in the wrong direction, and I kind of want to kind of try to yank it back before any damage is done. And so if what I say offends anybody, it's not my intent. So I apologize that it offends you, but I just want you to take it in love and don't take it personal. And I'm not even talking about one particular person. I'm talking about a whole lot of people. And also, I have to go ahead and say I got to give it up to Xavier. I saw a Facebook post that you posted the other day. I don't know. When did you post it up? Because, oh, my goodness, he was like, let me get this off my chest.
Oh, yeah.
When was that? Oh, man. Because I guess he had been seeing some of the same things that I've been seeing. And I think we have to hold each other accountable for when we see things like that. You know, we see people criticizing each other. And it's not just the mimes or the praise dancers, but I'm specifically talking about mimes and praise dancers right now because, you know, I work with mimes and praise dancers. And guess what? Next week we'll be talking about singers. But right now we're talking about mimes and praise dancers. So we want to make sure that we are encouraging to each other and not discouraging. You know, forget about all of the foolishness and focus on what the purpose is. You know, when there's an event going on, the purpose should be still how we're going to win souls for Christ, not just my event is going to be better than yours, you know. I have more people in my event than you did, you know, things like that. We don't want to focus on things like that. The human side of us, the flesh, that's what that focus is on. But when we're talking about ministry, spirituality, we want to make sure we have a focus in the right place, okay? And like I said, this is just a matter of things that I've been seeing. And no, I'm not perfect, but hey, if I see something going in the wrong direction, I'm going to step in and do my best to correct it, especially since I'm one of the leaders, and God is going to hold me responsible. God will hold me accountable for seeing something wrong and not saying anything about it, all right? And you guys too, you see something wrong and you don't try to correct it, God's going to hold you accountable. Now, also leaders, let me just step on the leader's toes for a minute. I got to say this. Leaders, mentors, ministers, managers, directors, assistant directors, if we are leading the young people down the wrong path, God is going to hold us accountable as well. More so than the young people who go down the wrong path because we're teaching them the wrong thing. And we are supposed to be setting an example. And if we are not doing it, if we can't do that, then we need to step off and let someone else do it. And I'm going to just say it straight just like that. If we're going to encourage our mimes, our dancers, to criticize another mime, another praise dancer, then we've taken the wrong turn, and it's time for us to step off and let somebody else drive that boat. You know, we just can't afford to do that. We're supposed to be promoting unity, not division. And if we can't do that, it's time to give it up. Let someone else have it, because you're going to cause disgrace. You're going to bring disgrace to the ministry that God created for His purpose, for the building of His kingdom. All right, if you are just waking up and tuning in, once again, you have just entered into Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMradio.com. And this is a radio station that my sister owns, Chaplain Jones. She and her wonderful husband, Eric Jones, Reverend Eric Jones. I just want to say, take this a quick second to say thank you to both of you for allowing me to have a show on your radio station, for entrusting your listeners to me. And I'm telling you, I've been enjoying it. And, hey, so I was speaking with Miss P, my mama, this morning, and we are going to have an award ceremony specifically for pastors. Some pastors are overlooked consistently, and so we are going to take time to dig deeper and to find those pastors who are doing great things in the community, you know, who are going out to the jails, who are going out to the community, who are reaching out to the homeless shelters, and bringing people, you know, and going out there still winning souls for Christ, going out there and feeding the homeless and putting, you know, taking clothes to the shelters and going to the retirement homes to, you know, to speak to and encourage some of the elders whose families have forgotten about them. You know, so we're going to honor and acknowledge and take time to honor all of those pastors who are doing those things. So just for those pastors, want to know that we have not forgotten about you. Now, this is not a dig at the pastors who have large churches, because I have nothing against large churches. And I hear a lot of people speak bad of large churches, of mega churches, like IBOC and the Potter's House, and they talk bad about them. But I have nothing against the large churches. I think it takes all kinds, because there are some things, there are some places that the smaller churches don't have the funds to go to. And some of the larger churches, they God has blessed them to have the finances to reach those other places that the smaller churches cannot reach. So I think it takes all kinds. But at this particular time, I want to take time to honor some of the pastors who don't receive a lot of the accolades that they deserve. So we're going to take time to do that. Also, we are going to have a local, I hate to say a competition, but it'll be a show. It will be a competition, but it will be focused on assisting those who are local, who want to be gospel artists, like whether it's mime or praise dance or singers. Like I said, focused on the gospel ministry, the Christian realm, and wanted to encourage them and teach them how to keep going and how to up their skills and sharpen their skills and their knowledge and abilities within the ministry. So we're going to have a little competition going on. It's going to be local. I'll tell you the name of it and everything, and I'll tell you the date. It'll be in a couple of weeks. And I'll get your dance shoes together, dust off your uniform, put your robe in the cleaners, go get you some face paint. Go rinse off your gloves and all of that stuff and get it ready. It's going to be awesome. I already have some wonderful judges. You've already heard a couple of them, Isaiah Mime and Gifted to Mime. They're going to be some of the judges. One of my co-hosts will be the lovely Miss Esther Masewe. She'll be one of the co-hosts. It's going to be awesome. I'm serious. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So anyway, get yourself ready, get your teams ready, and all that good stuff. Now, going on to, and this is a thing that I want to do when it comes to encouraging the young people and everybody to do the things that they need to do for the building of God's kingdom. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to take a break right here real quick to say a happy birthday once again to my mother, Miss Edna Pemberton, to Xavier Kelly. They both have birthdays in the month of March. I want to say happy birthday to Pastor Ricky Rush. His birthday was also March 9th. I want to say happy anniversary to everyone who will be celebrating an anniversary during the month of March. You know, God has blessed you with another year. So, hey, make the most of it. Now, back to the show when it comes to encouragement. I want to say this one thing. Encouragement doesn't – sometimes we confuse encouragement. Let me see how I put it. Let me put it like this. Sometimes we can mistake discouragement because someone does not acknowledge or does not publicly say something to us, let's say on Facebook, on Twitter, or whatever. That's not someone being discouraging. That's just meaning that, hey, you know what, it's all good. But when somebody takes the time to encourage you, just take time to say thank you. Just take time to say thank you. I think it's a good time right now. I think I mentioned this. I know I mentioned this on my Facebook Live the other day. I would like to see all just on one day all the mimes go out and everybody choose one song, like the same song, on the same day, not necessarily at the same time, but on the same day. That one same song, all the mimes are outside miming and going Facebook Live. I think that would just be awesome. Someone is at a park. Someone else is at, in the playground at a school. Somebody is, just outside letting people know, letting people see the joy of the Lord. And just choose one song. I don't know. It could be, DeMarcus, God's Chosen. He could pick the song. Or Shakoya Harris, Anointed Woman of God, could pick the song. David Kelly could pick the song, or Brittany Williams. One of y'all pick a song and circulate it amongst all the mimes, and then give everybody that one date, no matter what time it is. Go out there, go on Facebook Live, and mime that one song, and just let it go. Just everybody go live. I think that would be just awesome. Also, sorry, I'm reading something on my radio thing right here. What?
Something in the middle of the show.
I apologize. I think I have ADD, but that's all right. So, got to give a shout out also to my niece, Tanya Hayes, up there in Kentucky. Tanya, she reached out to me. She was like, when are you going to do your radio show again? She said she didn't think she was going to be on today because, you know, she had some things to do, which is cool. But thank you, Tanya. I love you for that. Tanya's been listening to my radio show for years, and she usually calls in. I think another birthday, I think Kiki Bazile, she has a birthday in March. Happy birthday, Kiki. You know, I love you. Now, ooh, excuse me. Okay, so we've been talking about a whole bunch of things going on about encouragement. Now, as far as encouragement is concerned, I want everybody to remember this, okay? It takes a lot. Sometimes it takes a lot for people to get up in front of, for someone to get up in front of a crowd to present their gift, whether it is speaking or teaching or preaching or singing or dancing or miming or acting or whatever it is. It takes a lot for some people to get up there in front of a crowd because, you know, people are going to judge you. You know, your shoes, your socks, your pantyhose, your ashy legs, you know, ashy elbows, ashy face. I'm just messing with Bronnie because I see Esther putting lotion on his face. wrinkled clothes, hairdo, hair color. People are going to judge you from head to toe. But I just want to say this. Forget about all the judging. Everybody, if you have a gift, and I encourage everybody, I'm not going to say if you have a gift. Everyone has a gift, and everyone has more than one. And I would like to see all of the leaders make sure they push all of the young people to use every gift that they have. Now, how do you know what their gift is if they don't know? What you do is you offer different avenues and see which one that they take very well to. I've seen some people who say, I'm not good at this, but then we try something, and then the next thing you know, they jump right into it. We had a young lady who was a member of Zion Baptist Church, and she was a praise dancer. She was in a praise dance, she was in a choir, and she was on the drill team. And then next thing you know, she really, really loved the praise dance ministry, and she started a praise dance group at her high school. And so I think that is awesome just because of what she did at church. So, you know, it's important that we continue to push our young people to do different things in the church, and that you never know how it would develop, how it would blossom, and exactly where it would blossom. So I think it's important that we keep doing those things, keep encouraging them. And also leaders, ministers, managers, directors, assistant directors, require all of your members to go to have some type of Bible study. How can you feed the word of God to people when you don't know it? Can you minister it effectively if you don't know it? So you can do a song that sounds really, really good, and you think that stuff came from the Bible, and it may. So we just got to be really careful with that. My show is just about over, and that took not long at all. I mean, it came by real fast. And so y'all keep praying for Brittany and Nesta back there. Make sure they don't spend the whole day fighting with each other. You know, y'all just lift them up in your prayer. When you take your time to say your grace over your lunch, just mention their name. Lord, don't forget about Brittany and Nesta. Now, listen, tomorrow, Sunday, remember to go to church. And if you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dowd Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas. Or you can meet the One Accord over at IBOC tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in Oak Cliff where Pastor Ricky Rush is. Or you can come to Zion, like I said before, where my senior pastor is Reverend David L. Love you, Pastor Griggs. Love you, First Lady Renita Griggs. And I'll see you guys tomorrow and everybody else. I'll see you right here next week at 9 o'clock a.m. on Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com.
Quit acting like you love me. Be off of air. Is it?